This is Fresh Air. That's guitarist Sharon Isbin playing one of Bach's four lute suites on a recent recording. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz was listening to the record, and it made him think about the idea of transcription. That is when a musician plays a piece that was actually intended for another instrument.
Composers transcribe music for several reasons. Allowing a piece to be played on different instruments not only creates new performance opportunities for the piece, but also for players whose instruments have a relatively limited classical repertoire. Transcription can also be a form of experimentation. Bach, whose music has often been transcribed by others, was himself a frequent transcriber of music by other composers as well as his own. Two of his four lute suites, for example, were originally works for solo cello and solo violin. Here's what the famous Gavotte en Rondo sounds like in its original form as a movement from Bach's third violin partita. The violinist is Yehudi Menuhin, and this recording was made in 1936 when Menuhin was only 20. Bach clearly had a completely different idea about this music when he transcribed it 15 or 20 years later. As with his monumental late work, The Art of the Fugue, he never specified a particular instrument. That great music has been performed by everything from string quartet to synthesizer. Here's the same Gavotte en Rondo from Bach's violin partita in Bach's later transcription, now much more delicate and intimate. The performance is by the legendary guitarist Andre Segovia. Segovia's 1927 recording turns the elegant thrusts and parries of the violin into a kind of folkloric fantasy for guitar. A recent recording of Bach's four lute suites by the splendid young guitarist Sharon Isbin probably better suggests what Bach really had in mind. Isbin knows a lot more of the recent scholarship about performances of Baroque music than Segovia could have known. In fact, she studied for 7 years with Rosalind Turek, who's been called the High Priestess of Bach. Bach's suites consist of a series of dances, and Isbin surely knows just what those dances were like. She also knows what Baroque music teachers and players had to say about fingering, rhythm, and articulation. Listen to how much more dance-like her playing is than Segovia's rhythmically freer and more openly virtuosic version. Yet for all her learning, there's nothing academic about Sharon Isbin's playing. Within the parameters of her scholarship, she proves to be a highly imaginative and personal performer. The suite in G minor is a transcription of Bach's great C minor cello suite, and the only lute suite that we know Bach actually intended for the lute. Isbin plays it with a private depth of feeling that I'm afraid I don't usually associate with the guitar. For Sharon Isbin, as for Bach, which instrument is producing the sound is only a small part of what a piece of music has to say. Perhaps the current crop of early music fanatics who insist that there's only one way to play Baroque music need to relearn what Bach himself had to teach.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor for the Boston Phoenix. Sharon Isbin's recording of Bach's Lute Suites is on the Virgin Classics label. The Yehudi Menuhin and Andrew Segovia Bach recordings are on EMI Great Recordings of the Century. Fresh Air.